This is Anishinaabe Way, lives, words, and stories of Ojibwe people.
Bonjour, Biran Kuta Condition Kas, Mangan Lodem Bejkomide. My name is Christy Belcourt. I'm from the Métis Nation.
You actually have a fairly diverse tribal background. Could you talk a little bit about that?
The Michif people that are in North Dakota, Turtle Mountain, I think we would have some relatives there. The ancestry of the nation is a mixture of sometimes it's Cree, sometimes it's Anishinaabe, sometimes it's other nations as well, Mohawk. If you are raised as a Métis person, you don't consider yourself half of anything. You just consider yourself a full person from the Métis Nation.
Can you talk a little bit about the kind of art that you do and give an introduction to your artistic process?
It's a bit hard to describe, but I think anyone who's seen the work could generally say that it looks like beadwork. I paint a lot on black canvases with dots using a knitting needle. The process for me began by me wanting to transfer beadwork that I've seen all my life onto canvas. What I learned, though, in that process was, and this was many years ago, was that I didn't really understand the plant world well enough, and I didn't understand beadwork well enough to be able to do it. So that led me on a really long, what's turned out to be a lifelong journey of trying to discover and rediscover these things and bring them back within me. There's a great quote by Dan Pine. He's an elder from Garden River, and he said, "We have been undressing for too long. And when we see everything that's around us, the plants, the trees, the water, the lake, the everything, and we bring those things back within us, then we will be fully clothed. And when the knock comes on the door, we'll be ready to answer." So through the process of colonization, we have lost a lot of culture, ceremony, especially for people who are being raised in urban areas. They feel that disconnection, and they want that connection. And it is possible for us to reclaim our traditions and our ceremonies, and we're watching that emergence happening. So part of the process for my art was being connected to the land, forming that connection in that traditional way, and really connecting to the plants and trying to understand how they grow and what medicines they are and things like that. So then that naturally came out in the art as I was learning from the plant world and Mother Earth herself.
I've often heard of working on a beading project as being devotional or meditative in some way. Do you feel that way when you're painting?
I've heard of beadwork very much being used for healing. Because it does have that meditative quality to it. There's also, I've heard of beading used for people when they're grieving. And people often talk about the spirit bead, that one bead that is purposely put within beadwork that is a different color to always remind us that Creator is the one who's perfect and human beings are not. That meditative quality of beadwork is quite similar when I'm doing some of the dots, and the design work is beadwork patterns. I would say that the work that I'm doing in paint could be transferred into beadwork easily.
And do you intentionally leave a dot out of place or in a different color in that tradition?
I don't on my paintings, but it just so happens that I end up making enough mistakes that unintentionally that I don't have to. I'm always reminded about my imperfection.
That kind of brings us to a project that you're currently working on that involves beadwork.
The project is called Walking with Our Sisters. I know that throughout North America, there's been a long history of violence against Indigenous women. In Canada, there are recorded over 600 missing or murdered Indigenous women. Many advocates who have been working on this issue for a long time believe that that number is probably above 1,000, if not more. This is an ongoing issue in this country. There seems to be a lack of will, political will, to address it. So the project itself is, I put a call out on Facebook to see if anyone would be interested in contributing vamps. They're the tops of the moccasins, not okay. The full moccasins. They're the part that most often have the beadwork on them. So each person is invited to submit a pair or as many as they want for this exhibit that is going to be touring across Canada. If you can imagine the entire floor of a room in a gallery being covered with cloth, and then there'll be a path of these vamps. Each pair of the moccasin tops represents a murdered or missing woman. The viewers who come to see this will be asked to remove their shoes, and there'll be tobacco, sema, at the beginning of the path if they want it, that they can take, and then they walk alongside the path, and then there'll be a place to put the tobacco afterwards. So I think so far we have about 10 different locations in Canada that are taking it on, and we're booking now into 2016. There's a group page on Facebook, which is where all the information is being shared, called Walking with Our Sisters, and that anybody can join, and anybody is welcome.
This is Anishinaabe Ware, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People, a series produced by Stacey Droulard with music by Keith Sekola. Funding for the series comes from the Minnesota Legacy Fund and WTIP Community Radio.